This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Bodies in Motion is more than a dance school. It's a real family. It's a safe, wonderful environment that the children love coming to. Apart from attending dance classes, we always find that the children, they'll come from school and they may not have a class for a couple of hours, but they're busy doing their homework or making up choreography in the lobby while they're waiting for class, just because they love being there. And when they start the dance classes, yes, we're learning dancing, we're learning technique, we're learning showmanship, but we're also learning how to act as a team, how to support each other. We're learning an awful lot of life skills. So it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be for the children and for the adults and the teachers.
Shah, you mentioned something important there. You mentioned safe, and that was something that I noticed about Bodies in Motion, that one of the things that you have on the website about us is the fact that it's safe. And I think young people these days need to be kept safe.
It's one of our, you know, absolute main priorities. And we can tell that with the students that they do feel safe there. So, you know, obviously we have a lot of rules in place. Everyone's had to be more stringent with our COVID rules. So, of course, we follow those. But even prior to that, there are rules that are standard throughout a dance community and a dance environment about making our dancers feel safe. But I think Bodies in Motion actually really embodies that and goes over and above. And it's not only about following set rules, but it's also about perceiving, you know, how the dancers are. So you're actually, as well as teaching dancing, there's a little bit more to it than knowing the technical stuff. You've got to understand the children, their reactions, and just how they're acting in their everyday being in the studio to make sure that they are feeling safe.
Is it just girls, no boys?
No way. We love boys at Bodies in Motion.
There's no boys in the studio here.
Not today. No, we certainly do have boys at Bodies in Motion. We have had a couple of boys come through the Highland Dancing as well. And we really, I've got to be honest with you, the boys that I have seen in Highland Dancing, they're so strong.
And with the kilts on and the whole works.
Yeah. Oh my, they're just wonderful.
The
and some
sporran,
of the world's,
do
yes.
Do they have a sporran?
They do. Oh. You've got that technical stuff going
well,
on there.
Well, yes,
Paul.
You see, my family, on my father's side from Scotland, from the Kingdom of Fife. So I've worn a kilt and a sporran in my time.
Fantastic. I'd love to see a photo of that.
Yes, well, they've all been burnt and destroyed. But that's not important now. Let's talk about what it does for the young people. What do you think it does for young people when they come out of Bodies in Motion as they go into their normal adult life? Must be good groundwork.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it gives them a discipline. It gets them used to a routine. It gives them an understanding of working towards goals and achieving them.
And working as a team.
It gives them the confidence in themselves and the confidence in taking up challenges, not just of a physical aspect, but a mental aspect as well, that, okay, it looks really hard, but let's do this and let's get support with each other to do this, and we can do it, we can do it well, and we can really enjoy it. And I think that's stuff that we need to take with us through into our adult life. And once you've learnt that within your dance school, that never goes away. You apply that to your everyday life.
Mm. We're talking with Miss Shah from Bodies in Motion at Mossman. How hard are the routines that you do?
It is hard. It is really difficult. But as with anything we do at dancing or in life, we start at the beginning. and we work our way through that stuff. Highland dancing is quite set and rigid with steps and dances that must be performed. So there's not a lot of variation that you're allowed. So it's very technical in that respect. But as time goes on, we don't try and achieve perfection in the first 5 minutes. We work on one thing at a time, and as we get better at that, we start at the next thing.
Because, I mean, you can push too hard, particularly in those early stages.
Yeah. And our number one priority in our classes is that we've got to enjoy what we're doing.
Yep.
So it never becomes so laborious that we, you know, it's too hard, I don't want to do this, because we put the fun in it as well.
Yes.
And I've got to be honest that these students, these dancers, bring into class such a wonderful energy that they energise me, and I feel like we bounce off each other, and we do have a lot of fun in our class, and we can achieve at the same time. Bodies in Motion covers all genres of dancing. So, you know, we look at the classical ballet, the foundations, we do tap, hip hop's very popular, we do contemporary, we do performance stuff, you know, going off to a Steadfords, or you can just do it for recreational fun. But we do ensure that each year, you know, we're pushing through doing some exams to set those goals and keep reaching the high standards that they really do have at Bodies in Motion.
I'd imagine that this would stand them in good stead if any of the young people want to go into showbiz, or they want to go and do plays, or they want to do musicals or stuff like that.
Absolutely. And we have a number of dancers that have gone on to do that and who are in the process of doing that. They've gone on to universities and dance schools in Brisbane and other parts of, you know, the state and the country, and are doing really well with it because they've had such a good grounding here at Bodies in Motion. We would love to be able to offer them that level of thing, but you need to go to the big bright lights in the big city to be able to get to that degree.
But this is the grounding right here.
Absolutely.
I've spoken to actors who have ended up in big musicals, you know, right around Australia. And some of the actors have never had this sort of training, the Bodies in Motion. But the ones who have said it was so much easier, because when they came to do those big dance routines or some tap or something like that, they went, yeah, I did all that back then when I was a young tacker. And so, yeah, it sort of lends itself to moving on to bigger and better things.
It sure does. And I know that there are, you know, I think I'm speaking for the group that are with me today as well. There is something about it. It's in your soul. It's in your heart. It's in your feet. It's in your head. And you don't have a choice. You just love it. You can't stop doing it. We were actually standing outside just before you got here, Paul, and didn't realise it, but Tiki and myself were dancing as we were talking, and then we've gone, oh, look, we're standing here.
We're dancing.
Yeah, happens in Woolies. It happens everywhere.
That's fantastic. That's what needs to happen in Woolies and Coles. We need more dancing in Woolies and Coles. It's the fresh dance people.
That's it.
Yeah, look, I'm going to be talking to these guys in just a moment, and they're very anxious to come on and talk on the mic and tell me a little bit about themselves. But as I look at them there, all of them, without exception, have passion in their eyes. And I think that's what's missing with a lot of young people going through education today. They are coming out of schools with no adventure in their soul. Do you know what I mean? And so you touched on that right now. All of these guys here that I'll be talking to in just a moment, they have the passion for something. And that is a great grounding, I think, for the rest of your life.
Absolutely it is, yes. And I'm just so happy that I can be part of that, and we share that passion with each other, and that I can watch them grow and watch that blossom and watch them become more confident and enjoy what they're doing, and send, you know, feel like that I've helped a little bit in making their life fun and giving them some good grounding for their future.
One more question before I talk to the girls. What is it about Bodies in Motion, do you think, that people in the Douglas Shire don't know? What's something you could inform them today that they may not know or about Bodies in Motion?
Probably one thing is people have a perception of dancers and what a dancer is or must be. At Bodies in Motion, we just want you as you are, who you are. And do you know what? You don't have to have rhythm. You don't have to have perfect posture or perfect feet. We love people with two left feet. There's no expectations on who you are or what your level of ability is. We want all abilities. We want people who would just like to enjoy coming to a school, and there is no pressure. We're openly welcoming everyone and just want people to feel part of our family.
Okay, let's talk to the girls now. And you are?
Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. Now tell us about you and what you're getting out of Bodies in Motion.
I've been dancing at Bodies since I was around 2.5, and I fell in love with it straight away. I started just to get out of home because I was very, like, jiggly. And
What is jiggly?
I could not sit still the whole time I was little. And I just did one dance class to see if anything could help me get myself calmed down, and I instantly fell in love with it and have loved it ever since then.
Okay, now you're off to competition coming
up
shortly?
We're off to a Highlands competition in Cairns for our first one of the year.
Oh, isn't that terrific? Excited
yes.
about that?
Yes, very.
Terrific. Well, it sounds like Bodies in Motion have really helped you.
Yes, they have. They've made me, like, come into the person that I want to be.
And have you got any dreams? Have you want to do something in particular? Do you want to be in showbiz, or is this just something you're just enjoying?
I do. I want to become a professional dancer or a professional choreographer when I'm older.
Are you talking ballet? Or what are you talking about?
All genres.
All genres of dancing?
Yeah.
What about your costumes? Where do they come from?
We usually order them offline, like online, and we get different costumes every year. Our Highland costumes we order off this lady in Western Australia, and she's really nice, and she like custom makes all of our costumes, and we choose our colours and everything.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
My name's Tiki.
Tiki, what a beautiful name. Tiki, what has Bodies in Motion done for you?
I started dancing when I think I was 6 or 7. And
how old are you now?
I'm 13 now.
Right.
I don't know. It's just been really fun, and I love learning new dances, and yeah.
But it's been fun for you.
Yes.
See, that's the thing Miss Shah was talking about. It's fun. If it's not fun, don't do it.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
Oh, Sophie. Is it Sophie?
Yes.
Sophie, tell us about Bodies in Motion and what you've gained out of it.
I only do a couple of dances at Bodies in Motion,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoy it very much and really want to do more dances because I really like learning all of the steps and meeting all the kids from different schools.
So it's also a way of getting or making new friendships, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's your favourite dance? What do you love doing?
Well, my favourite one is Highland. I only do Highland and ballet because I like Highland so much. I do Highland twice a week and ballet twice a week, but Highland is still my favourite.
Oh, wonderful. And what do you want to do for your future? Any thoughts at this stage?
Not really.
That's all right. No, you've got plenty of time to make it up. See ya.
Bye.
Next.
Hi, I'm Tilly.
Tilly, nice to meet you. And Tilly, tell us about Bodies in Motion, what it's done for you.
Yeah, it's like a family to me, and I've been dancing since I was 2 years old, so it's just really like home for me. It's my second home.
And how old are you now?
I'm 14.
Right. So when you say it's a second home and a family, just explain that a bit more, because that's pretty special.
Well, everyone in dancing is always like really nice and comforting, and we always support each other if we like perform in front of each other.
And it's great when you're a team.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Somebody once told me young people don't get into trouble if they're in something that involves a team, because it's not all about them. It's about the other people as well. You would feel that way.
Yeah. So if we're on stage and our whole team will just support us and clap for us, and we'll always feel much better about ourselves.
Yeah. And you got this competition coming up in Cairns.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? Are you ready for that?
Yeah. We've been practicing heaps in class time, so feel ready.
Hi, I'm Chloe.
Chloe, hello.
Bodies in Motion is like a second family for me. I've only been dancing, this is my 6th year, and a lot of the other girls have been dancing since they were like 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel welcome there, and I feel really supported when I dance. And it's definitely like a second home for me, just a place where I can go in the afternoons and just spend time with my friends.
So you were a little bit of a late starter coming in, but
yeah.
Everybody's embraced you. And
yes, definitely. Yes. I've been very supported, and all of the teachers and staff have definitely made me feel welcome and shaped me into the person I am.
Yeah, well, isn't that wonderful? And what a good start for going into your adulthood as well. Do you want to be on stage? Tell me your dreams.
When I'm older, I definitely want to be in the show business. Like Charlie said, definitely want to be a professional dancer, choreographer, just all genres.
Wow. Yeah. That's great dreams to have. Yeah. You'd like to pass on what you've learned to other people.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So show business, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
You know there's no business like show business.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Have you heard that song before?
Yes, I have.
Have you danced to that song?
No, I don't think we have
danced. I think you should. There's no business like show business. See, this is me. See, I'm a ham. I'm just a ham from way back. I apologise. I get up at night and I open the fridge and the light comes on. I do a routine. I do. That's true. What would you say to other young people who might be thinking of joining Bodies in Motion?
Oh, definitely come and give it a go, because I feel like if I didn't join dance, I don't know where I would be in like my life. Like I personally struggle with anxiety and it's mm-hmm. really helped me.
Isn't that, that is wonderful. And so many young people, because you're under a lot of pressure these days. It's more than when I was growing up. You've got a lot of pressure and there's the social media and people coming at you and all of that stuff. So
yes,
you would recommend to young people, if they have an anxiety or anything like that, to go along and then you become embraced in this family.
Yes, definitely.
I think that's beautiful. Thank you for telling us that. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that was so interesting talking to the girls, Ms. Shah. So just to wrap it up, Bodies in Motion, you are asking people in the Shire, if they want to be part of this, their children to be part of it or the young people be part of it, come along and join up.
Absolutely, we do. We'd love anyone to come along. You can come along and trial a class and see if it is for you, and you'll probably be pleasantly surprised. So you can contact us. Our studio's located in Front Street in Mossman. It's just past Woolworths, so it's really easy to find. Our office is open Monday through Thursday. Hop on to the internet and have a look at our website. And
Facebook page too?
Facebook page, absolutely. All sorts of information there. Pick up the phone, give us a call. And if there's no one manning the phone at that moment, there certainly is most of the time Monday through Thursday, but we'll get back to you. So it's really easy to get a hold of us and drop in.
Okay, Facebook page and, of course, the website bodiesinmotion.net.au.
That's it.
Ms. Shah and girls, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Thank you.
It's perfectly all right.